Inevitably, many researchers conflated ignoring mental states with improving treatment outcomes. But that was a mistake. All trends peak, and it began to be clear that many illnesses resist effective treatment when mental states are ignored. One thinks, for example, of the recent deflation of claims for many once-heralded antidepressants. Benson encouraged his patients to repeat a phrase to themselves to help them relax and thus avoid disrupting normal healing processes. He was intrigued by the fact that 80% chose prayers, whether they were Jewish, Christian, Buddhist, or Hindu. Yet, when Robert Orr and George Isaac studied 1,066 papers in 7 major American primary care journals in 1992, only 12, 1.1%, addressed RSMEs. Similarly, David Larson found that of 2,348 empirical studies published in 4 major psychiatry journals, only 2.5% contained a relevant measure. Despite that, considerable evidence was building that RSMEs were associated with better physical and mental health. The effect of spirituality on health. RSMEs are a regression, an escape, a projection upon the world of a primitive infantile state. Group for the Advancement of Psychiatry report on RSMEs. What is perhaps most surprising about these negative opinions of religion's effect on mental health is the startling absence of empirical evidence to support these views. Indeed, the same scientists who were trained to accept or reject a hypothesis based on hard data seem to rely solely on their own opinions and biases when assessing the effect of religion on health. Spirituality and health researcher David Larson. Treatment approaches devoid of spiritual sensitivity may provide an alien values framework. A majority of the population probably prefers an orientation to counseling and psychotherapy that is sympathetic or at least sensitive to a spiritual perspective. Psychologist Alan Bergen.
In addition to effects such as the placebo effect, that is, the power of mental states favorable to healing as such, there is considerable evidence that RSMEs in particular are associated with good physical and mental health. David B. Larson, 1947 to 2002, an epidemiologist and psychiatrist, approached this question at a slightly different angle from Benson. Just as Benson was puzzled by the medical literature's avoidance of the sheer size of the placebo effect, Larson, a devout Christian, was puzzled by its avoidance of and hostility to RSMEs.